Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again, invite them in. It's coffee chatter time, it's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7:05 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. This is a Coffee Chat Internet Radio Show. Hey, I've been trying to log on for like the last 25 minutes because I like to get in and get early and get set up. Could not. Just kept getting knocked off. It just kept shutting down my laptop. Anybody who's a computer expert, tell me why would my laptop connect to Blog Talk this morning? I do not know. So I had to break it down and go old school. Go get the old sit-down desk computer. Almost forgot how to work that thing. Seriously, how to get it on and off. Good Lord. Anyway, thanks for standing by. I see your emails coming in saying, where are you? I'm here. Thanks for hanging on. Hey, anyway, let's just move right into the box office movie weekend. If you went to the movies and you caught one of these top 10 box office weekend movies, well, here you go. No surprise here. This weekend, Suicide Squad this weekend made over $135 million. I don't know. I know it comes from the comic books and all of that. It's a huge hit. For some reason, I don't know about that movie, but got to be a smash hit because over $135 million is no chopped liver there. Number two, Jason Bourne. Of course, that's the new, but that is the Matt Damon movie there. That one brought in over $22 million. Not bad at all. Number three this week and also three last week, Bad Moms. Of course, one of the stars is Kristen Bell. That one made over $14 million. For some reason, last week her name drew a blank. And if you don't, if Kristen Bell's name sounds familiar, well, then remember the TV series Veronica Mars. Yes, that's her. And then, of course, the little cute commercials about the washers and dryers and refrigerators. She's there with her husband, Dax Shepard. Anyway, they have the adorable little kids, you know, in the commercial, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's the lovely Kristen Bell. I love her. All right. Number four, The Secret Lives of Pets. Of course, it's an animated kids film. One of the voices, of course, is Kevin Hart. And good news, if you saw The Secret Life of Pets, well, coming out in 2018, there is going to be from Universal The Secret Life of Pets 2, from what I hear. Okay, I could be wrong, but I'm just saying that's what I heard. All right, number five, Star Trek Beyond. That one made over $10 million. Number six, Nine Lives. 2016. Of course, that's about the dad who becomes the kitty cat. And one of the stars, of course, is Jennifer Garner there. That one made a little bit over $16. Not bad at all. Number seven, Lights Out. And one of the stars of that, of course, is Billy Burke. Number eight, Lights Out made a smidget over $6 million there. Number eight, Nerve. That one stars Emma Roberts. And that one made just about $5 million. Not bad at all. Number nine, Ghostbusters 2016. I ain't scared of no ghosts. That one made it made $4,800,000. So not bad at all. And number 10, Ice Age, Collision Course. Of course, that's an animated kids film there. And one of the voices, one of the stars in that. Voices is, of course, Wanda Sykes, one of the funniest comedians around, and I love her, so I just had to put that out there. And then if you're a Woody Allen fan, he's number 12 on the list this week, Cafe Society, of course, and that is a lot of stars in that. And the director, of course, is Woody Allen. I know a lot of people are wondering what's going on there. All right, moving on to some fun Hollywood gossip. Is she or is she not the beautiful, the triple threat, Jennifer Lopez? Is she expecting? I don't know. But you know what? She's gorgeous when she's pregnant. She's gorgeous when she's not pregnant. She's gorgeous when she sings. She's gorgeous when she acts. She's gorgeous when she's dancing. She's gorgeous when she's a judge. And she's talented all across the board. Love her, Miss Lopez. Rumor has it, I could be wrong, Hollywood fun gossip, no mean stuff here, says that she's pregnant. I hope it's true, because you know what? She'll have another beautiful child, and I don't know if it's supposed to be a boy or a girl. I just want a happy, happy, healthy child. So you go, Miss Jennifer, you go, girl. All right, moving on to more fun Hollywood gossip here. Jillian Harris, what can I say? First time mom, she just had a baby, so congratulations. I guess it was Friday when she had her baby. Anyway, she had a boy on Friday, so congratulations to her. You know, you go, girl, on that. All right, let's see. Who else? Dum, dum, da-dum. Yes, yes, yes. It looks like, what? I'm going to start naming that a new segment. The what segment. Anyway, yes, my girl. Miss Gwen Stefani and singer Blake Shelton. Of course, Blake Shelton is a judge. I forgot what TV shows he's on. I don't care, but he's on one of those shows. And anyway, Blake Shelton, country singer, used to be married to Melinda Lambert. Love me some country singer Melinda Lambert. Anyway, they split, went their separate ways. They're both very, very successful and all of that. Now, Blake is with singer Gwen Stefani. Okay, now, they are allegedly engaged. They make an adorable couple. So, hopefully this is true. I've been talking about this for a while, but it looks like, you know, I don't know, each week it gets a little closer and closer to a little more looking like, yeah, they really are going to be tied the knot. So, remember when Gwen Stefani came out with the song with Eve, and then she had that song, Ain't No Hollaback Girl. Anybody out there know what a hollaback girl is? Because I'm quite not what a hollaback girl is. But anyway, Gwen Stefani said it, so I liked it. All right, check us all out at coffeechatter.net for more information. And we have events coming up. We have, let's see, Anne-Marie Johnson is coming to speak. Love her. She's a beautiful, talented actress, and she's going to be speaking about women in politics, not about show business. So that's going to be nice. We have Tamara coming. The VP from Universal Studios is going to be coming, and it's very nice and a relaxed atmosphere. You can ask some questions about the topics that they're speaking. And Coffee Chatter, come, what is it? September the 1st, we'll be starting off our new Socket to Me drive there, so we're very excited about that. And then we also have in August coming up, writer, television writer, Pat Dade is going to be saying how you get your TV show on the air, how you become a television writer there. See, all the information is on the website. Hope to see you all there. Much love, much peace, and I will talk to everyone next Monday morning. You know what? I'm going to contact Blog Talk Radio directly because I don't know why I could not get lost like that. Help make the world a better place by being kind yourself, spreading some love. It's real easy to do, spread some love and not hate. People spay and neuter, please. Your animals, too many animals out there each year that are being euthanized, not necessarily. All you got to do is spay and neuter your pets. All right, school's back here, so slow down on the road. Talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.